Blog Talk Radio.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Lush Radio Online, Street Queens the Movement, and we present Street Queens the Movement, Queen Spotlight. Spotlight on DJ Lady Blaze and Nati of the Alliance. Tonight, live in the building, we're giving a spotlight on two wonderful queens that have formed an alliance for calling all female rappers, singers, and producers. They're definitely supporting the females in the movement, and this is what we need to do. Also, I need to give a shout out to www.hiphopsisters.name.com. Definitely support them in that movement right there. Shout out to MC Light, Antlers, you know what I'm saying, Mecca, you know what I mean, and Black and all them girls out there definitely doing their thing. Shout out to Madame Madonna, you know what I'm saying, and Medusa, all my girls out there, E2K Magazine, CG Michelle, Felicia Zabrie, you know, Lissette, she got a thing going down for the poets on October the 1st in the BX, so you need to check for that email. 21 City Tour with Reaction Magazine and Strictly Bought One, you know what I'm saying, official sponsors of Lush Radio Online and Street Queens, the movement. And it's going to be crazy. They're calling all independent artists. They're going to have It's50.com. They're going to have Def Jam and more. So you need to go ahead and check for that info and go ahead and register and submit your music. You already know what's cracking. But you know what I'm saying, we're going to go to the line and we're going to do a spotlight. And also, you know, we want to send a shout out to all our female DJs out there, man, for real, because it's definitely a high demand for y'all. Shout out to DJ Diamond Cut, you know what I mean? But we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick. Yeah, Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, the movement, always supporting other females in the world that are doing their thing. We're here to support each other, not break each other or tear each other down. You already know. What's up, my sister? This is my little sister right here. I love her to death. What's up, DJ Lady Blaze? What's cracking, sis?
Hey, what's good with you, man? Everything is good over here, man. Can't complain.
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. I got to go ahead and give you some, you know, Street Queens claps and definitely, you know, show you that love that you always get, you know.
Thank you.
You definitely are a grinder, survivor, and mover and shaker, live in the DMV, girl, getting it in.
I definitely try to do what I can, man. It's hard, definitely. But, you know, I try to do what I can.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs and everything?
I definitely want to shout out my own team, Rock Solid Entertainment, my artist, Aldre. Make sure y'all look out for him. He's coming, trying to market him right now. Also got my producer, Symphony in Black. Shout out to her. And shout out to my consultant, Juma. Does all my graphic design, Sue, also my graphic designer. I want to shout out everybody listening right now, all the fans. You know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I mean, this young lady right here, it has, you know, so many talents, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. I mean, she's a DJ, you know what I mean, producer, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, slash, you know what I'm saying, you know, artist slash, you know, manager slash business owner slash CEO. I mean, the girl is doing it big. And holds down, you know what I'm saying, doing the regular, you know, 9 to 5, man. I don't know how you have time to have a personal life. Tell us how you, tell us, what's a day in the life of Miss DJ Lady Blaze?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I really don't have a personal life, but it's not a bad thing, you know. I don't got a problem with it. I'm basically about my grind. You know, I get up, I go to work, you know, I'm a paralegal from 9 to 5. Then I get off, and then I'm headed into my music career, what I really love to do, you know. My little 9 to 5 is just something to hold me by. I don't really want to do that, but, you know, until this music shit can pop off, you know, I got to do that to hold it down because, you know, I got my studio I got to pay for, you know, my spot, so I got to try to make smart moves. I've been burnt in the game, and I ain't trying to get burnt no more, so. I definitely learned a lot of lessons, but it's not easy, man.
And that's real talk. And you know what? I got to give you congratulations, man. I'm going to tell you about my little sister. I call her my little sister right here, man. This girl has been grinding so hard ever since I met her. You know what I'm saying? And I told her she just got to keep her head in it and keep doing it. She said she wanted to get her building a suite, you know, so she could work out of for a business. And she did it. You know what I mean? She did it. She did it, and I'm proud of her. And she never stops her dream. She keeps doing what she has to do. and she's definitely making some big moves out here, man. How did you and Naughty, form this alliance? And tell us more about the alliance and how you guys met up.
Definitely. Actually, the alliance was actually my idea. And, I decided that I wanted a partner because I knew it was going to be a lot of work. But I definitely wanted somebody who was powerful in the game and could stand their own and hold their own. You know, somebody who was more like me along the lines, engineer their own sessions, you know, take care of the business and stuff like that. But as far as the alliance, I wanted to create an outlet for women. You know, in this game, it's like really, really hard to get in. And a lot of the times, you know, men just shut us down because we're females and they feel like we're not equal or that we suck or, you know, we can't be as good as them. And I just decided, I said, you know what, fuck that. Not going to have that. I'm going to put together this movement so that all my female musicians can have somewhere to showcase their music, you know, because the Alliance, it is a movement, but it is also a mixtape series. We're actually doing 4 volumes of the Alliance.
Wow.
Right, which a lot of people don't know. They think it's, some people just think it's a movement. It is a movement, but it's also a series, you know. We plan to be doing some other things with this movement. I'm not really going to discuss right now because it's actually a surprise. But pretty much the Alliance is for all female musicians where you can come and you have an outlet to showcase your music and the talent.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You definitely need to jump on board if you're a female MC. I already told them, I mean, they definitely supporting you on hiphopsisters.ning.com because, man, they got the whole flyer posted up on there. For real, definitely supporting the movement. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in. I don't know if this is Naughty. Is this Naughty? 504, what's cracking?
Yeah, this is Naughty. I'm in the building. What's good?
Much. What's cracking, Naughty?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm listening to the show.
That's what's up, man. I got to give Naughty her claps, man, for real. I gotta tell y'all one thing. Y'all sure is looking strong and confident on that flyer, man. Like, y'all ready to kick in doors with y'all heels, man. For real.
You already know, man. When Blaze reached out to me to get this thing started and use this mixtape as a vessel for the females to get their music out there and to be heard, I knew it was going to, I mean, we haven't even started it yet, and it's been crazy. All the music getting has been real great stuff. So, I'm behind it all the way. I already know what's up. That's why we both confident, because we know we about to shut this game down late, you know?
That's what it is, man. And Naughty, for the people that, you know, don't know, tell them more about you, Naughty, you know what I'm saying, and tell them, you know, what's cracking with you.
Well, I'm a female artist, rap artist from New Orleans. If you haven't seen some of my work, it's been on ThisIs50.com. It's been on in Hip Hop Weekly. I've been on XM66. A lot of people see a lot of my battles on the internet because I used to battle a lot, but I got a lot of stuff coming out. My new mixtape is about to hit the streets. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Hosted by the Empire DJ. So, you know, I'm just grinding. One of the best bitches that you will hear, you know?
That's what it is, man. Look at Naughty over there sounding all sassy with herself. Wow. Y'all now. You know, and you know what? This is a wonderful combination because I know my little sister is always on her grind, and I know you on your grind, you know what I'm saying? So y'all definitely, you know what I'm saying, going to leave some damage in this industry, man, because it's too much testosterone out here, man. It's time for the ladies to take back our claim and do what we got to do. You already know what it is, man, for real. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, in regards to the alliance, right, you know, what are some of the, you know, the formats and certain things that you want to take? How far do you want to take this movement to?
As far as me, as far as me with the alliance, when Blaze came to me with the idea, I knew she wanted to make it a mixtape series, but also a movement. And then when you throw around the word movement, it's not just something that's fly by night. It's not something that we gonna print up some shirts and you see us and we take some pictures and that's it. Like, this is really a movement. We trying to take this shit to the tower. We're recognizable, just like a lot of these coalitions, these DJ coalitions, a lot of these rap labels and stuff. We trying to make it like that, to where the females know that this is a place where we're not. And I wanted to get this across too. It's not one of the pyramid schemes. You gotta pay us to get your music on there. We're really looking for females that are serious with their music, serious with their grind. So we trying to take it to the top. It's not a fly by night thing, you know.
That's what it is, man. That's some real talk right there. You know what I'm saying? That's some real talk, because you know one thing though, like with like Street Queens, the movement that we have here right now. It you know, me being the founder of it, it was so hard keeping all these sisters together to keep as long as we've gone doing this show and keeping this movement. It's hard because, you know, basically females, we are catty sometimes,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to just keep sisters together to be on the same page without someone feeling jealous of another person or someone feeling this or that or whatever. And it's hard, you know,
right,
in regards to the movement. So, I mean, I definitely feel where you guys are going with it, but you know what I'm saying? It's sometimes, you know, you got women that start a movement and never, you know, complete it. They never finish it. Or they say they're going to do it, and they, you know, they're not doing anything active with it, you know.
Right.
What is the motivation for you guys in regards to keeping this movement going, personally, your own personal?
Well, Blaze, you can answer that first, because since she the one who came at me with it.
Yeah, could you repeat that question? Because I just lost service, in a sense.
Blaze, I said in regards to, like, the movement, right?
Uh-huh.
I said, what is it, the personal motivation for you to keep it consistent in regards to after the mixtape series and moving it into a total formation and a unity of a movement of female sisters, powerful women doing their thing in the industry? You know, what is that what is the motivation for you, due to the fact you see so many people starting up entities or starting up female movements, and because of the fact that women are basically catty most of the time, some of them don't succeed?
Right. Well, my motivation personally, like, I've always been, it's not just since yesterday or today, like, I've always been one who liked to help people in general, but I've always been one who liked to help my own gender, females, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how hard it is. You know, I go to a club to go DJ, or I go to an event, and, you know, I'm looked at as, you know, men come by and they're like, oh, shouldn't you be modeling or something, or, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Like, you can't DJ, you're a girl, like, you suck. And I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And it's the stereotype not every time, but a lot of times I get that. And it's like, damn, that's fucked up, because a lot of the times I'm better than a lot of these dudes. And I'm not just saying that to toot my own horn, but it's true,
you know.
So it's like, things like that, it sticks in my mind, like, it don't leave me, you know, so that's something right there alone that motivates me to have an outlet for females always, so that they can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was just gonna
say my motivation with it, and to make sure it doesn't die, is because I know there's not just tens or dozens of females like myself. There's millions of us. There's millions of female artists who are not, you know. One of the disappointing things that came out yesterday was I saw one of my favorite female rappers giving hay on the internet. Facts, you know. So my motivation, there's some chicks who's serious about it, you know what I'm saying? Real, real serious, won't give up. And I know I'm like that, and there was never, you know, an outlet, or at least for my generation, I'm 22. There's nothing like this around right now, you know what I'm saying? So I can't give up. We can't stop. We got to keep this alliance thing going. Well, if some shit's getting there and not serious, you know, we're not going to weed that out because Blaze is a determined chick, man. She since she started this, she's been telling me about it. It's been nonstop every day. We're in constant communication about it. Every day it's getting bigger. So I never want to stop it, and I doubt that it will because it's kind of growing a little bit beyond us right now. You know what I'm saying? We got everybody promoting it all over, so we can't stop it, you know?
Yeah, and that's just, what's real crazy, Lush. You know, we got a lot of people who's promoting this project. A lot of people we don't even know is promoting this project.
Right.
You know, yeah, we're finding out new people who's promoting for us, or new sites, and people that want to sponsor, and like it's really bigger than what I even imagined.
Right.
Hey, that's real talk right there, because I'm telling you, they have it right there. They have it right there on they have it right there on Hip Hop Sisters, man. They had it on there, you know what I'm saying? And definitely was definitely supporting you. The one of the moderators on Hip Hop Sisters, Antlers, actually put it up there, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, it's
that was
y'all
big.
Got a lot of
out the heck. Yeah,
yeah,
that was big.
Y'all got a lot of cats and a lot of sisters out here that's definitely supporting the whole movement, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, man. It's about supporting one another. As you guys, you know, being ladies in this industry, and you know how much we got to fight extra hard, you know, against the testosterone, you know what I'm saying? You know, what do you feel is the biggest challenge that, you know, you guys have to face, you know, the hardest adversity that you have to deal with just being in this industry, man?
I mean, when I go to do a show, well, it used to happen a lot, but I'm kind of, my name's getting out there a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, so my face is a lot more recognizable, but one of my biggest challenges was when I work in a club, dudes want to, you know, okay, like Blaze say, oh, you model, or what, you a singer? I hate that singer shit. You know, why I have to sing? I can't speak, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't rap one dude told me recently, I was doing some songs or whatever. He was like, yeah, well, you know, I like the songs you're doing. I like the stuff that you talk about. But as far as me, I would want to hear, like, a chick talking about sex. I would want to hear, like, how good she is in bed. And, you know, it wasn't like this. I'm watering it down right now. You hear me? So, y'all listeners, I'm watering it down. He was real brolic with it, telling me all kind of different shit what he'd rather hear. And it was kind of disappointing. Yeah, it was kind of disappointing to me because I feel like that's not all that we go through. Like, some of y'all, you know, I want to hear how good y'all are in bed, and who cares, you know? I can talk about it, that's good, that's fine, but I struggle every day. I can talk about my struggle. There's shit that some of these females want to hear, like, I'm grinding out here to make it to the next level, trying to get money out here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not just going to talk about sex. That's not all I'm, definitely not what I'm doing to get to my spot. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely not what I'm doing to be famous. I'm not fucking to be famous. I'm not going to talk about that. You know, so that's one of my biggest challenges, just the dudes who try to shit on us, try to make it, try to water us down, try to make us who they want us to be just for their amusement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely some real talk right there. We got this caller right here in the second. I see you, caller. I want to bring you in a second. I just want to go ahead and ask Blaze, what do you think is the hardest adversity that you feel that, you know, you dealing with, you know, in this industry also?
Like I said earlier, man, me just being compared to other men, you know, and being treated like, you know, I ain't nothing because I'm a female. It really gets to me every time I go through these things, you know, and I always, like I said, I keep it in the back of my head, and I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I used to really get mad and create scenes and get mad at everybody and curse them out, but I had to control myself because I'm like, I can't conduct business like that. Nobody's not going to take me seriously, you know, so I learned to just downplay it all and be like, okay, whatever, I know better, so I do better. But it's just like I hate those kind of situations, like, you know, because a lot of the times it's what I get. You a model, or you can't DJ, you're not good, I was actually working for, well, I was trying to work for independent DJing company,
mm-hmm.
and as a subcontractor. And it's mm-hmm. funny, he invited me out to play at this restaurant, you know, just to hear how I mix. He heard me. And then he said, he was like, wow, you're really good. He was like, well, you know, when I was playing, how did you feel? And I'm like, well, I didn't really think about it. I'm like, you mix music. And he was like,
what?
Well, you're making me want to play now. You know what I'm saying? I want to play. I'm all hyped up. I'm like, well, go ahead and play. He's like, you not mad? I'm like, yo, I have equipment at home. I have equipment in my studio. It's nothing to me. I can play music whenever I want. I can hear music whenever I want. I'm not concerned about that. You know, so he got on, and he paid me to come out to play that night. He paid
right.
me a good grip of money to come out, and he played, and he got in his feelings about it. And
wow.
his MC came through, right, and was like, man, you're so much better than this dude. I'm like, I know. You know, and he was just
right.
like, yo, this guy is in his feelings about it. He was like, he's shocked that you were so good. Yo, this man never called me back after that. He was
wow.
in his feelings about it. And I'm like, that's
wow.
crazy to me, yo.
That's some real crazy stuff. And the crazy thing about it is that there's so much of a stereotype, and there's so much of this male domination. Now, we are not male bashing on here, because we don't do that. But the thing about it is, in this industry that we are in, it is so consumed with testosterone, and so many males feeling like they're bigger than, you know, that their stuff don't stink, that basically they feel like they're basically intimidated that if a woman step up and she can play better than you or rhyme better than you and have more balls than you to do and grind harder than you do, you feel like it's a threat, and therefore you want to tear the person down, which I
right.
think is ridiculous. And I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller. Caller from the 972, you're live in the building with two beautiful young queens, your girl Nati and your girl DJ Lady Blaze, and they're live in the building. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, women supporting other women in the industry.
EX from Texas holding it down, just coming in, trying to show some love, listening to the conversation that y'all are talking about right now, and, you know, just trying to put some two cents in.
Go ahead, girl. Get it.
Oh, well, pretty much. I mean, I pretty much agree with everything y'all are saying. I'm listening to everything. I think everybody sees it from state to state, so it's not just, this state, this is how we do it over here. Every girl, you know, every female rapper is dealing with the same thing as far as people not taking you seriously with your craft, or saying, oh, you sound good for a girl. I mean,
right.
instead of that,
right.
instead of seeing you as a person, and then when you bring it up, you being sensitive. So,
right.
I mean, I'm just pretty much, you know, chiming in. But, yeah, that happens a lot in Texas, too. I mean, there's a lot of artists out here. A lot of girls have given up down here because they're just like, you know what, maybe I should do something else because, you know, I'm not getting the kind of shine I deserve, and I'm not, you know, I have to work 10 times harder, and nobody even, you know, pays attention to what I have to say, and, you know,
yeah.
stuff like that. So pretty much, yeah, it's the same thing.
Well, you know what? You know what? The ladies got this wonderful alliance that is definitely, you know, going to support independent female artists like yourself and more, you know, and I want Blaze to go ahead and give that information out, you and Nati, so this young lady can get that information, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I've been chopping up with Blaze on Twitter.
What's your name?
Oh.
Kiki. Kiki PX. Kiki. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, I heard her music, too, yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
well,
I was telling her.
Kiki need to send me some music and stuff and put it in my inbox so we can support you in
oh,
the
yeah,
business on New Music Friday, you know what I'm saying?
And really,
so these, you know, because, I mean, it's just too much, like, and question I had to, that I had to, a statement I had to say about in regards to this industry. The industry is so much of a biased industry, and then at the same time, I can't, because I was talking to, I was on a conference call with, on Hip Hop Sisters, and we were talking with Light, and we were talking about the Grammys. She was saying they eliminated the female category because
right.
they haven't been getting enough submissions, You know what I'm saying? In regards to the females, like, I mean, I've seen so many girls grinding out here. Where are the ladies at? Like, we need more of y'all ladies out here to submit y'all music in here. We need to bring all of these categories back because we not getting no shine out here. Your females is not getting no shine. And besides that, I mean, the Queen Latifahs, the lights, the yo-yos, remember the group Venom or that group of five chicks that used to rhyme, but they cut themselves short and everything back in the day? Y'all remember Venom, right? I don't think, maybe that's too old for y'all. but they had a group called Venom, and it was like five girls, and it was nasty. You know what I'm saying? And those days of gold are like over right now. You know, these women kicked in the door and demanded their respect, and Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying? But now, since we had situations like, you know, I don't knock Kim, you know what I'm saying, if she wanted to do what she had to do. But you know what I'm saying? That's not every female out here in the industry. Now, if you did that in your past and stuff like that, you know, that's your past. But you know what I'm saying? That's not what we want to talk about every single day. When females go through worse struggle than a dude do. You got women that are holding it down harder than a dude out here. And when they speak about that, then, oh, you ain't never really went through something. But half of y'all ain't never, half of these men, if you see them in the street, a woman will hold themselves down harder than they will. So real talk, y'all men need to step back and give our shine like y'all need to. And stop Mike, you know, Mike hogging all the time or freaking, you know what I'm saying, holding up that stage because these women, it's their time to shine right now. And real talk, the ladies need to step up, man, because we have people like, I mean, I ain't going to knock Nicki Minaj. I try to stay, you know, as neutral as possible. But, I mean, if you want to do that Barbie doll, Playboy bunny type stuff, yo, that's on you. But, like real talk, like, you know, that kind of standard right there is what these cats is accepting. You got Trainer and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say that they were, but it's a lot of people that are, you know, sleeping to get to the top. But that doesn't mean that you need to put that stigma on every female. Because you got females coming in there with their business together, you know what I'm saying, with their music together, production, everything together. But the fact of it's only a cat talking about what can you do for me? Like, why when we come in and we got heels on is what you can do for me, but when it comes to a dude, it's like whatever. What makes him different than from us? Like, real talk, we really need to get it together in regards to the industry. And besides that, women, we need to stop being catty, and we need to come together as one. Like, you know, we need to join forces with Hip Hop Sisters, The Alliance, you know, Street Queens, The Movement, and form a coalition and come together and support one another and stop tearing each other down and being about oneself, you know, because a lot of us out here is really selfish, and we really need to support one another, man. Real talk, you know what I mean?
What? It's messed up, Lush, because you see the men out here.
Mm-hmm.
They empower one another. You know what I'm saying? You don't see them doing foolishness like that, but the females can't come together and do it, and it makes no sense.
And that's another reason
why I'm down with the movement too. When Blaze brought it up, because, like, a lot of people get it fucked up. A lot of people might see the things that go on or the things that have been said between other female artists. And then it's like this. Okay, with me, I know I get this because I'm famous and because people know me here. Everybody's like, why Wayne didn't sign you? Because I know a couple of the people. I know, you know, Mac Main and a couple of the guys with Young Money. Why Wayne didn't sign you? Why you got Nicki Minaj, this and all of that? And they are looking for something catty to go on, you know what I'm saying? So it was a good thing for me to join the alliance to make sure it's known that it's not no beef shit. It's everybody trying to get it. And in order to get it, you got to have a team, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a team. I don't want to hear, you know, you could do it on your own. Somebody got to write your check. So you got to work with somebody at the end of the day, you know?
And that's real talk right there. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring in another caller. If you guys don't know, you're just jumping in the call. It's Street Queens, the Movement Spotlight, and we're doing a spotlight on DJ Lady Blaze and Nati of the Alliance tonight. And it's a whole female movement supporting female MCs, singers, and producers, and many more. You know what I mean? It's going to be a four mixtape series, and it's going to be a serious movement, man. And they're talking more about it and issues facing females in the music industry. I'm going to bring this caller in. I hope it's one of my beautiful street queens. What's cracking? 347-663. What's up, baby? Peace, queen. 347-663? 347. Hold on. Are you there, 347? Hello?
Hello?
347-663?
Yes, what's good?
What's up? What's crack-a-legging? Peace, queen.
That's good. This is Miss Fifi.
Hey, what's up, Miss Fifi?
What's going on?
What's up with you, Miss Fifi? What's cracking, queen?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm here calling, representing for my girls, DJ Lady Blaze and Nati. You dig? Representing for the Alliance.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up, man. You know, and you know. So, how is your take in regards to, you know, the whole female movement and how females are viewed in this music industry?
Well, first off, we're not highly respected like we should be, you dig? Like, yeah, it could be a man's world, but the woman is running it, you dig? Like,
right.
It's the takeover season all day for a woman. We need our respect in this game. I'm in the game myself. I do my thing. DJ Lady Blaze can vouch for that. I does my thizzle. I'm part of a female movement called NAB, and we represent all females in any aspect. You can be a producer, a DJ, a writer, a singer, whatever you're doing, as long as you're out there getting it, then get it.
And that's what it is. And that's what Street Queens, the movement, is also. It's each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. And any of you ladies are, you know, always open to come through and join. We also do community activities in regards to giving back to the community. Like we gave a young lady earlier this year $200 towards her prom. We feed the homeless and do stuff like that. And we talk about different issues affecting the women in the industry and women all over the world, breast cancer and different things, education. And, you know, we deal with female bosses, people that ain't taking no mess, and we kicking down doors with heels. We are fierce. You hear me?
Right.
We got to support one another in this game, man, because you know what? If we allow these men to tear us down, they will. You got Barack Obama over there, but I'm telling you, the person that's wearing pants in that family is your girl, Michelle. With every strong man is a strong woman. With every strong man is a strong woman. So if you don't know, you know what I'm saying, you better ask somebody, baby. You better ask somebody.
Well, I just like to show y'all love. I like what the women are doing. I like for the women to stick together. We need to stick together and not be about no controversy or any cattiness. It's all about being humble and respectful toward each other, and I love what y'all doing, and I want y'all to keep doing what you do.
That's what it
is,
man.
Thank you so much, B. Thanks for calling, man.
You were so welcome. Y'all go up there and y'all kill it, all right?
All right.
that's what it is, man. And you know what? In the chat room, right, we got shout out to Harmony Music. Basically, remember we were talking about Bosses. Harmony Music basically saying that Michelle Obama used to be Barack Obama's boss, actually. You know? So, hey, you already know what it is. Women are doing it out here in the building. We just don't get as much, you know, fame as much as these men do. But, hey, you know, we're coming back and we're taking what's rightfully ours. And they need to step back because it's not a game. Going into 2010, I'm telling you, the women are owning businesses. The women are taking care of the kids. The women are doing big things in the industry. Most of them are owning majority of these businesses out here and doing their thing. So I'm definitely proud of all the women out there in the industry. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on Street Queens the Movement. We're talking about the Alliance. DJ Lady Blaze and your girl Nati, we in the building, and we got, you know what I'm saying,
everybody joining and supporting the movement, man. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back talking about the alliance.
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush. On
Lush Radio Online. www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online. Call us at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online, where real music lives.
Yes, your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Street Queens, the movement, and we're live with the ladies, and we're talking about the industry, and we're talking about the alliance, and we're live with DJ Lady Blaze and Nati. You understand? Do you feel me? Make sure you put your pumps on and get your diva walking. You heard me? For real. So ladies, man, you got a lot of young ladies coming into this music industry, and I want to ask you guys, what kind of advice would you give some of these young ladies out here that, you know, are trying to get it? Because there's a lot of young ladies, but it's like they don't have too many role models to really look up to nowadays. So what kind of advice would you guys give them, Blaze and then Nati?
I would definitely tell them, you know, that they cannot mix their personal life with business. I mean, that's something that they should not do. You know, if they like to, quote unquote, fuck every man, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to get into this business, all right, that's cool, but you can't let it affect your business life. You shouldn't be fucking anybody in the industry. You shouldn't be doing none of that because it's a reflection of you. And really and truly, that's why a lot of the females, that's why we can't really get anywhere in the industry, because we don't even respect our own self. A lot of the females don't respect themselves, you know, and that's why it's so hard for us to get in. And even when they do get in, it's like, look at this chick, you know what I'm saying? She fucked to get her way up to the top, or she was doing whatever, just carrying herself in a degraded manner, and it's just like, that's how they view all of us, and all of us is not like that, you know, and it's looked out, it's looked upon as just messed up, you know, so I definitely tell females, like, if you're going to do that, keep it on the hush, like, don't do it in the industry, be real sacred about it, and make sure you handle your business, because people are not going to take you seriously if you don't approach things seriously, they just go out.
That's real talk. And Nati, what kind of advice would you give?
I co-sign that. Because one of my main mottos is I don't fuck co-workers. That's anywhere. I could be working on, you know, the register at
McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking the coworkers. It just doesn't make any sense with hopes of getting where so he can put me, make me manager or something. You're fucking, you know, you're doing this and that with rappers or CEOs with the hopes of trying to get further, and all you're doing is being able to be under his thumb now. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely co-sign with Blaze there. But another thing I would give as advice is don't really get caught up with other people's opinions. I mean, constructive criticism is cool, but there's a such thing as this glass ceiling. We see the other males in the game and we see how far they can get, or other females or anything. We see the success that we can reach, but we let other people's opinions and other people's negative thoughts kind of, you know, make us hit this glass ceiling where we can't go no more. We feel like, you know, it's not really necessary. We'll never be this. We'll never be that. Just make sure you perfect your craft and keep going as hard as you can. Like, never really, it sounds cliche, but never really give up. Don't let anybody else discourage you on what you're doing. Because I think if I think if a lot of these females and males, whoever, let what other people think about them stop them, then we probably would never be where we are now. So just keep grinding.
And that's real talk. And the thing about it is people, ladies, young ladies that are getting in this game, don't come in this game and they already seeing you as a loose body. You understand what I'm saying? When you step into this game, step in the game with your respect. Step in the game with your heels on. Step in this game with your head up high. And you step in this game with all the knowledge that you know to support yourself. Step in this game knowing what you know correctly, and you've done your research. Don't step in this game, because when they catch you slipping, they're going to break you down. So you know what? Step in this game with some sense in your mind and demand your respect. Demand your respect, and you get your respect, and they will respect you in the end. You understand what I'm saying? Get it together, because too many people have been setting the wrong example when it comes to this industry and when it comes to women. Women are bosses in this industry. You understand? A lot of the women are the ones getting these men signed to these labels. Mm-hmm. From the publicists to the managers. Shout out to my girl Tiffany J out there on Family Tree, Kim Ellis. You know what I'm saying? You see women out here that are getting these men signed. You understand what I'm saying? It's these women out here that are definitely inspiring you to go harder. You know what I'm saying? Half of these men seen a woman rhyming better than them, and they said, you know what, I need to step up my game. She might have not got that shine, but you got that shine off of her because she motivated you. So let's get it together, man. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in. Caller from the block number. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, with these two lovely queens, DJ Lady Blaze and Nati of the Alliance, live in the building. What's up? What's up, caller?
It almost sounds like I'm the only male to step through, man. I just didn't want to get caught in no crossfire, man. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? What's happening with you, ladies?
We good, man. We ain't going to hurt you in here, man.
No, I come in peace, man. That's my nature, by nature.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, my name is Renesy.
That's my brother right there, Renesy. He's definitely, you know, a co-producer of the show, definitely helps me out with the show and definitely, you know, rocking with DFM, you know, for all your digital media needs. And he definitely does his thing, and he definitely supports the women in the game, but I know he's going to go ahead and, you know, give his 2 cents. Go ahead, Ren.
I come in, you know, putting, you know, firing no shots in the air, but the whole thing is this. I support what you guys are saying. You know what I'm saying? Not only should ladies be ladies, but men need to be men in the game as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm a professional in the industry too, so you know that's not my. I don't use what I do to bait women in. I prefer women to not even know what I do for a living.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most of the girlfriends that I've had, they're not even in the same industry as me. You know what I mean? They may be working in some, they may have a county job or something like that. And I prefer it like that. You know what I'm saying? So we out each other's way. You know what I mean? But,
How do you feel women are looked at? How do you feel how women are looked at in the industry per se, though, Fantasy, in the male's point of view.
I mean, my whole thing is this. When you walk like a duck, talk like a duck, people will place you in that category.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
mm-hmm. I've known women on both sides of the coin. I've seen women who walked in certain industries and they commanded their respect, which is something you're supposed to do. And then I've seen women who walk in certain industries and follow suit.
Right.
Mm, they mm-hmm. use themselves. They use the big ass to get themselves, you know what I'm saying, through those doors. Or, you know, they show a lot more cleavage. Man, I've seen it personally. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, I always tell females, I ain't interested in that. Believe me, I don't have no problem getting it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I just prefer not to lure no woman in by that. But there is...
Can I ask you a question, Renegade?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think as a male that there's a lane for females? What do you think? What's your perspective on it?
There's always a lane for women. And personally, mm-hmm. I don't want to be anywhere. And I got this from shouts out or rest in peace to, you know, Khalid Muhammad. I don't want to be anywhere where women are not allowed to be there. You know? To be honest with you, I'm a very, very straight man. So, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not pushing up on women, man, it just feels good to have women right there in the presence. There's nothing wrong with looking over to see some beauty. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, look at that. Something to decorate the place for my eyes at least.
I mean, as far as the game, because there's not a female GZ.
I mean that in every facet of the game, every lane, whatever.
I don't want to be
in no rap business if there's no women there.
Right.
I don't want to walk in Safeway if there's no women in there. I don't want to go nowhere where there's no women. I'm going to be honest with you, period.
That's real talk. The phone lines are blowing up. I'm going to bring in these two. I see you calling. Stay on the line. I'm about to bring you in a second, but I want to read in the chat room. We got Harmony Music in there. They want to call in, but they got a crying baby, so they can't call in. So they say, sorry, they can't call in. But they said, unfortunately, sex sells for some apparent reason. And, you know, is that, you know, society has basically played, you know, a role on the way and the views of why, you know what I'm saying, females are look like this. They said the question is there is a fine line between promoting women and isolating men. I think it's the isolating men. How do we get the fellas on board to the movement without giving it up to them, whether it's sex or hooks or whatever?
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
what?
The question.
Lush, to be honest with you, you know, to answer also, you know, the person in the chat room and not you, you know, there being a lane for females. I mean, I think that. Personally, it's not going to be one female that's going to be able to open the lane. It has to be a whole alliance of females to do it. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to be one. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to work. But if there's a whole group of us that, you know, like the alliance, come together,
mm-hmm.
you know, we hold it down, you know, we're not spreading our legs all over the damn century, we're doing
mm-hmm.
what we're supposed to do and handling business, we can get in that way. That's how I see
right.
it. I don't feel like it's going to be one person that's going to be able to just get in doing that. It needs to be much stronger than that.
And that's real talk, Blaze. We want to go ahead and bring in caller from the 774. I hope this is our wonderful street queen. What's up, 774?
No, it is. What's going on, Lush? It's your girl, Felicia Sabri, on the check-in. I'm sorry. I apologize for being late. I was in the mall again.
Girl, you can stop my holler. That's my girl, Felicia Sabria, honorary street queen, panelists and stuff, man. Felicia, these are the young ladies we have on here doing the spotlight with them, DJ Lady Blaze and Nati, and they're talking about the whole alliance movement and supporting female rappers, singers, and producers and more, just female bosses coming together. You know, just like Street Queen is a movement, but they're more focused on trying to bring a unity and bring empowerment in regards to the music because, you know, women need to bring it back. You know, it's too many men out here in the game, you know, trying to dominate. So how you feel about that, Felicia?
Well, I mean, I know that the lucky stars and the women that are already in the industry, like the R&B, like LaToya and Ciara and Beyonce and the Ashantis, like, they're all doing, like, positive things in the community, but that's just stuff that's not, like, glorified to the masses. Like, the only thing that you read up on the internet is all the gossip and the juicy stuff. Like, the positive stuff is never being aired out. I know they're doing their thing. I believe that they're all good women and they work hard in the industry. But definitely, I think that there needs to be an alliance. We all need to move together, you know, let them know that we're all bosses and we want to be taken serious and not just looked at like a piece of meat, you know what I mean? But it's just, it's difficult because, like the person in the chat room says, sex does sell, and at the end of the day, it's about money. You know, what's going to sell, what's going to make the money. They don't care about all the morals of anything. That's not how the media is. That's why people, you know, are losing their minds, DMX, Whitney Houston, like, everybody, it'll eat you up. Like, it's just a hard game. I don't even know what to say about the industry because, like, just being in the underground and seeing what's going on, it just, I'm kind of scared. Like, I'm still pushing for it, but it's just like, is this going to make me or is it going to break me? Because it's not an easy game. The media will eat you up. But, you know, we have to stand tall and be strong women and just not let that get to us and continue to try to, you know, shine the positivity to the masses.
And that's real talk right there, Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we got another call.
The whole game. Go ahead.
That's real talk. And we got a, we have a caller from the 312. You're live in the building with the Street Queens, the Movement, and the Street King. And we're spotlighting two wonderful young ladies, DJ Lady Blaze and Nati, talking about the Alliance, a female movement supporting female rappers, singers, and producers, and more. Definitely supporting them in this music industry. Caller from the 312. State your name and where you calling from. Peace.
Chi-Town.
What's up, Chi-Town? What's cracking? Chi-Town.
312 sound like Chi-Town.
312? 312, are you there?
I think 312 just want to listen.
312, are you listening or are you cooking? Are you cooking over there?
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, there
Hello?
We go.
Hello, what's up, 312? What's cracking?
Got the shine.
Oh, this is my baby. What's up? This is my homie right here, man. This is my homie right here. This is Kevin Shine, A&R, working with, you know, Jive Records, man. And he has this wonderful movement called The Firm, you know, helping songwriters and artists and everything and just, you know, giving them awareness and knowledge out there in the industry. And I definitely love this. This is my dude right here. Kevin, we have DJ Lady Blaze and we have Nati and Fennessy and Felicia on the line, and we're talking to them about their movement. They got called the Alliance, supporting female artists and rappers and stuff. And we're talking about, since you've been in the game for a minute, you know, how is it nowadays females are looked at in the industry, you know?
Well, I mean, my biggest, and we always think that was just earlier, I think people need to start focusing more on the game instead of just the business part, because I think a lot of times, you know, a lot of people don't understand the players and how the players play. And so, like, I might have, like, a female who might come in the game, and she either feels like in order to assimilate in the game, she's either got to be more like a dude or she's got to be overly sexual. And it's like it's an even balance, but it's also understanding who the players are and how to play within that in the game. I mean, you might look at a little Kim and you might say, well, she came in through a Biggie, and you might look at you know, a Foxy and say she came in through a LL, but maybe that wasn't, it was done that way because in every situation, you know, we all have little sisters. We all have fathers who look out for their daughters. So, in a sense, you got people who look out and say they put the brand, the perfect brand on that female. It's like, if that female is worth money to you, You're not going to mess over that money. So, like, you always see that men will protect women that make that they feel is going to bring the money to the table. So if you have a female that's coming in the game and she ain't really bringing no money to the table, yet she's kind of putting herself in a position where she's going to be vulnerable to whatever the situation is or whatever the game sets her up to be. Because you got to know how to play the game. But as a female, you got to know what dude to get next to and who's going to really have your back.
And that's real talk. That's real talk right there, Kevin. Do you ladies want to ask Kevin a question?
I'd like to comment real quick. I was just thinking of this today when I was at work. Like, how am I gonna break through to the industry? Because I feel like the only way to break through is if you're actually dating somebody. Because a lot of girls just end up dating in the industry, and most of them take it way further than the relationship that you're supposed to be sustaining. But I'm just like, dang, like, I got to get close to, like, a higher power dude in the industry, because at the end of the day, I feel like it's male-dominated anyway. So the males are the ones that are the decision-makers, and we have to get close to them, because I believe it's all about who you know. I mean, you can audition, but it's all about who you know, and if you're going to get in that circle, how are you going to get in the circle to make that connection? You know what I mean? It's difficult for females because we are females, so we could use that as bait, but it's just how you use it.
Well, I think that man, with you know, sister, is like, I mean, once you, like I said, everybody at the beginning, it's gonna be about your skills. Then it's gonna be about your marketing.
Yeah,
then it's
definitely
about how you carry yourself within the circle. Because if you carry yourself within the circle and you know who you should get down with, who you should be rolling with, ain't nobody going to play you out if they feel you're going to really bring something to the table that's going to really help increase the opportunities for the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A lot of times females do is they go straight for who they think is the money, and then they play themselves. Because by going straight after the money person, you sometimes don't even know who is or how you get down with that person. You just getting down with him because he's the money person. So, like, in his mind, he might feel like you getting down with him because you're trying to get something out of him. So his first question to you is going to be, what is in it for me? And am I
well, yeah, and that's,
I mean,
and that's what
a relationship.
And that's what I stated earlier in regards to you know, this whole situation of women being in the game. Most of these men will tell you, what are you going to do for me? These phone lines are blowing up like crazy, man. They are
well, that's
blowing
what it
up
is.
Like crazy, man.
Is this the DMV, like, going crazy right now on the phone line?
Yo, I mean, it's calling from all over, man. It's not just the DMV right now. So, I mean, we definitely touching, you know, all over on Street Queens, the movement. We got, you know, we got the wonderful ladies on here. You know, we got Felicia Sabree, Renesse on the building. We got, you know, Nazi, DJ Lady Blaze, Kevin Shine on here, man. It's crazy right now. But before I get these two callers, real quick, Blaze, man, tell the ladies and people more again, tell them, you know, about the Alliance and how they can submit their music, and tell them more for the people that's just joining, let them know more about the Alliance and stuff like that. Blaze, you there? Blaze, you there? I guess you got... I don't know, but I guess she got disconnected or whatever. It's Nati, are you there? Nati, you there? Nati, are you there? Okay, Nati, yeah. Once again, can you tell the people, since we got the lines blowing up like crazy, once again, can you tell the people, you know, more about, you know, the Alliance? Because I don't know if she got bumped off or what happened.
Yeah, I was knocked off too, but the Alliance, I want to make sure I get the email out there again. The Alliance is DAALLIANCE@gmail.com. The Alliance is going to be
a movement. But first, we're doing this mixtape, the Alliance mixtape, all the female musicians, whether it be, you know, producers, rappers, singers, whatever you do, send your music in, send two tracks into the email. You know, we're looking for real great music, so we're really going to go through the music, and if your stuff is hot, we're putting it on a mixtape, no pyramid scheme. We're not trying to get rich quick. We're not asking you for any money. We're just going to put the music up there. If it's hot, and we're going to promote it like crazy, so send your music
that's
in.
Can I say something about, real quick, like, I think what the sister is talking about is dope, but, you know, but this is something that I'm going to just say to sisters also, in reverse of all of this, like, so you're like, you can always find a situation where the dudes, no matter what nobody thinks, is going to band together at some point, and they're gonna select somebody stand out, and they're going to get to be the main person. A lot of times when you see females getting ready to come out, you don't see females getting behind and supporting other females. You see it get real competitive. You see it get real catty, and people start, and then it turns into people trying to knock each other off the block. So I think in actuality, let's say, for instance, she does, y'all do the compilation CD joint, and then somebody says that. I think the thing that y'all got to understand is that if y'all as a movement get behind that person and y'all really form a movement behind that person, I think it would help. It would help to set an example of, you know, of females coming together, because a lot of times why a lot of females end up going through the dude movement is because they don't get the support from the sisters.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. And I understand what you're saying, and that's why we're using the word movement, because all of that is included. Everybody, when we having these female artists submit the music, and just the response that we've got so far, we put it all on Twitter, everybody retweeting it all over Twitter, everybody posting the flyers up, everybody sending their music. So it's a beautiful thing so far. I understand what you're saying. And not everybody may have that same understanding, but so far, and looking out from right now, everybody know what's up, and we're getting great music. So it might be somebody that stands out, maybe not. However it is, but we're looking for great music. So that's what it is. I understand. You know, they might have somebody in a, you know, stands out, and you support them, and this and all of that. But I think that's kind of understandable. I think we want to shine a spotlight on everyone's music, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel that I just be saying, like it's dope. Like, I think it's dope. Like, all I'm saying is, say, for instance, like, we always get real on the show, so I always like to keep it real 100. Like, if y'all get to a place where y'all do find that female, then y'all got to put business behind that female. And y'all got to show some unity. So then what happens is that if a crowd of people get together and they all look like they're doing one thing, it's going to influence other people to want to do the same thing.
You know what?
I understand the concept that Kevin is trying to say, basically. It's basically having that one spokesperson, that one main person that stands out. Just like you got, like, you know, say for instance, the core DJs. They take one artist, and their whole core DJs are all over support that one DJ. All these artists support that one DJ and push them, and they get in. Therefore, that's the leeway and the stepping stone for the next and the next, and you push the next one and the next one in order for it to, you know, to move stronger.
I definitely understand that, and I definitely get the concept. That's why, to everybody who's tuning in, when this mixtape drops, when it hits the streets, that's going to be up to y'all to decide, you know, listen to it. Everybody's going to have their favorite. You know, there's definitely going to be some people that stand out, so... We're going to do that.
Can I interject real quick? What's happening? It's Renacy. I just wanted to interject real quick, because when we started to talk about, you know, the who's who and who gets selected and who becomes the chosen one, come on, man, let's be honest. That's not even left up to the male artist.
Yeah.
the male artists don't even have no control over that. Because if you left it to the male artists, man, that testosterone, come on, man. Y'all know it'll be, it would be clashing. It would be, be clashes in the industry right now.
Right. Yeah. And that's real talk right there.
So the politics,
that's real talk.
Politics in the music game is even beyond the male rappers.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's beyond the DJs. It's some people who sit at home with suits and don't even listen to hip hop.
That's why it's just better to go independent, even though it takes a lot of guap. But at the end of the day, you're doing what you want to do, and you're not searching for a record deal that's going to change you.
But real talk, people, I got to bring in, because I got two callers waiting online. I got a caller from the 202 DMV. What's up? You're live in the building. We're talking about the alliance, you know, with DJ Lady Blaze and Nati, and we're live with Renacy, Kevin Shine. And more, what's cracking?
Man, no, I want to hear about no lies. Like, no, I'm just kidding. You know who it is already. It's Madame Madonna.
Oh, my God, it's Madame Madonna in the building. It's my girl.
Man, time, I looked at the time. I remember. See, I don't lie. I don't fake. I said, I'm calling. Calling. Talk to Leshy Boo. I respect the movement. I respect the movement. I think that, I don't think that you can just leave it up to simple genetics or the fair sex and calling us, you know, moody and naturally catty. You have to look at the main females that broke. They all broke under male influences. And something about that male factor being involved created a catfight between them. So, and then I think people, you know, kind of just follow their lead or whatever. Because when you had a bunch of female MCs out, you had Queen Latifah, Queen Latifah ain't going to go in MC Light. Like, come on, there was a unity at one point, and I think it can be regained through movements like the Alliance and what the FMC used to be. And I'm sure there's sort of like all sorts of things like this going on around the country, around the world, because they took our category, and we definitely need to earn it back by somebody coming out and just breaking the chain of just monotonous BS bags of gene rap music.
See, can I respond to that real quick?
Go ahead, Randy.
I got two different ways I want to respond to that. First of all, I want to take this approach. When you start to hear the results of an award show and they start talking about what a woman wore and this, that, and the other, most of the time the journalists who really criticize the women are other women. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not a man who say, "Oh man, look at that dress she had on. That was
something." The gay men.
You want to know the ironic part about that? You want to know the catch 22 on the good side of that? Because we criticize each other. Which we do to compete for y'all. Listen.
I'm not done, though.
Listen.
It's okay. Go ahead. Talk over me. Go ahead.
You know, go ahead.
No. I mean, and what I'm saying is not, I'm not attacking you. Believe me. I hear what you're saying, and I'm not no super pro male who want an industry that's just male dominated. Believe me, I like the diversity. Right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, I'm with that. Believe me. But I know the industry is based on, like I said, it's not based on who tied or not. It's a lot of cats, male cats in the industry right now about who tight, because I keep hearing women say, you know, that one tight female, but it's a lot of tight females out there, believe me. You know what I'm saying? They just not getting that shine, that look. They not the chosen one, man, and not even the male rappers appoint these people, man. It's just that one person that have to do some
you
money.
Really?
I truly believe that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We all know, man. You gotta spend money. You spend money when you get into the industry. And
are we talking about hip hop and the movement? Or are we talking about the bureaucracy and the bureaucratic nature and the capitalism behind it? Because they are two things.
Nah, but they are interconnected.
They are two different things.
But they are interconnected. They connected.
You're speaking. The way things are, and they are unfortunate. I'm just big enough, they're moving and saying that the way things have been and the way things need to be. So you going back to saying that, oh, women criticize each other so harshly, and you going back to putting us in a box against
right.
I said initially, this is not about the fair sex, but I don't let you have that.
You're not analytical enough to understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is going above your understanding. I know you're trying to put me in a box right now. So back up. Give me 3 feet. You feel me? Because I'm not the average dude.
That's fine. All the quips, I don't need the quips. I call the Big Up the Movement and say that because we're so critical of each other, we make
like
better products.
Please,
like Kim said, this ain't no homo flow. This is just a little something. Let the niggas know. Listen, I'm saying that because we criticize each other so harshly, often we get a better product than a lot of the males. So I do find that ironic that it is a male-dominated industry. I think there is a level of fear there. Because if we're not making money, who do you think is making money? So there is a level of fear. Because I know if I was coming out and this chick is coming out in the same school, if she's any good, she's going to blow way past me with that female factor. So there is a level of fear. And yeah, males should be scared. They should be scared. Thanks to things like the Alliance, they should be scared.
Right.
It's a lighthearted conversation, but it's a lighthearted conversation, and I respect you. I respect your opinion, Daddy O.
I want to say something. I gotta go. I want to say something about it because I gotta go. I really want to, you know, because really, if you know, this is something that takes place in a boardroom when people are now, you know, the record labels are not signing nobody according to talent, and we're not looking at nobody according to their talent anymore. We're looking at their business, and we're looking at what the business is surrounding them. So now we're not looking at females and going, okay, they look like this or that or the other. What we're doing is we're looking at what are the sales and what is the business behind that female and the movement behind that female that's showcasing that female could possibly be that. So right now what you don't have is you don't have a female that's actually selling enough records or doing enough buzz to make everybody, except a Nicki Minaj, which I don't think represents the females, but I think she's doing what she's doing to get herself out there. But I'm just saying right now there's nobody taking the lead to put themselves out there from a business perspective to show that they could be a moneymaker. It's a whole lot of talent. It's a whole lot of people out there that have the ability.
So basically you're saying they broke.
But there's not.
So that's why we're trying to create this force here, though.
Exactly.
That's why we're trying to put these movements together, like the Street Queens and like the Alliance.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to promote these females, and we need them. We're not just saying, all right, you're talented, we got to put you out there. We want to tell people and show them how to get the business together and grind it out. Show them how to grind. Show them that there's females to support them also, because if they feel like they're not going to be supported, then that's kind of like, you know, it kind of fucks your head up a little bit. You don't know.
I mean,
you don't know. You know.
But on the business aspect of everything, if you can make the movement work and you can show people your vision and what you want out of it, maybe somebody's willing to give you a push, because I believe in this industry everybody needs a push. And when I mean push, I'm talking about money, because things can't happen unless you have money, and that's just
right.
Of it all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If the Alliance can get a push, you never know where to go. If the Streets can get a push, if I can get a push, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got the credibility.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's about somebody getting behind me and saying, all right, we're going to invest a little bit of money, because these motherfuckers, excuse my language, need to know who you are and what you're doing, because you've got that raw talent. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If y'all can find that raw talent, trust and believe somebody's coming behind you with some money.
Right.
But you got to make it work, and it got to be strong, and it got to go hard.
I just wanted to say that I'm out. I appreciate all of y'all. I think, you know, like I said, I know a lot of dope females. I definitely wish you sisters a lot of luck in what you're doing. A lot of, you know, big ups to you for doing it. But, you know, unless you know how I feel about you, my baby, we going to go real back. We're going to do what we do. But I just want y'all to understand, like I said, at the end of the day, this is a business. It ain't, you know, it's about who's the most talented. And it won't be about who's the most talented when y'all do that joint. But it is going to be somebody that's going to stand out. And hopefully,
right.
I say, y'all, when it happens, y'all do what y'all supposed to do, and y'all get behind that person, and y'all really make that person stand out, like y'all movement going to stand out, and everything will happen. Supposed to happen. But I'm out. That's all.
We definitely will. So pay attention to the movement, Pap. Thank you for calling. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
So
I just feel like at the end of the day, you got to go hard. Whatever you're doing, go hard and make sure your name is out there and people are saying your name. You know what I mean?
And
Real quick, I want to shout out Kingpin AS from Heat Magazine, definitely for starting through. Giovanni, a wonderful female poet, came through. Miss Fifi in there, Madame Madonna, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love her to death, you know. We kind of got a little, you know, into it, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a right to their opinion, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, you know, situations. So we just got to, you know, be cordial with each other. On here, just be cordial, because this isn't regular Lush Radio. This is Street Queens, the movie. We try to be positive, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, my regular show, you know, we just go in and say whatever, you know? So, but I'm going to go ahead and bring, I think she got knocked off, but this is our lovely DJ Lady Blaze. You lost signal, sis?
Yeah, man. I was sad, too.
Yeah, Madonna had just called. You miss Madonna? She just called in to say what's up and everything. That's that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it kind of got a little, you know, Kevin Shine was giving this forte. And let me bring in this caller. Been waiting on here for a minute. Caller from the 760. You're live on Street Queens and Movement. What's cracking, caller?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? It's Harmony.
Hey, Harmony,
right here.
How you doing?
What up, Harmony?
Yeah.
I was
retweeting for you, trying to get some people in, you know.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Actually, man, you know, and all that time on hold gave me a chance to reflect on a few things. And I got a couple of things to say. Number one, that whole point that dude made about it's not about the most talented person, it's about the business. I think there's some flaws in that, because the most talented person is going to be the person with the longevity. And yes, you
exactly.
can get a one-hit wonder gimmick girl who could booty shake
hey.
And look good and acts crazy
exactly.
and has crazy purple dreads down to her kneecaps, and everyone's like, who is that? But you know what? If she's not talented, that's not a Grammy winner. That's not
right.
a multi-album person. And I think that's the problem with the industry right now, is that people are not investing in the talented people. You could always, if somebody doesn't have the right image, you could always get a makeup artist on her. If she got talent, talent always succeeds. And if you're
right.
not taking that into consideration, then you're not doing your business right. So I just want
right.
to put that out there. And number two, you know, I had this conversation actually with DJ Lady Blaze last night. While I'm an artist, I'm also a journalist. And that's why, like, I was like, hey, regardless, you know, because, of course, I submitted music, but I was like, regardless, if I get on a mixtape, I'm going to use my other skills and I'm going to use my other avenues to push the movement. And, you know, when they're doing, you know, they might be doing some photo shoots for this. Hey, if you're listening and you do makeup, you need to come out and say, hey, I'm going to do your makeup. If you're a photographer, you need to go, hey, I'm going to take the pictures for you. If you're
right.
a DJ, you need to spin this track. If you're a promoter, you need to say, hey, I'm going to hold a show. I'm going to hold an album release party for this. Everybody who has any kind of thing that they can contribute to this, whether or not they're an artist, they need to be contributing. That's what
right.
needs to happen.
Right.
It takes
right.
more
cool.
than just it takes more than just the artists who are on the CD and the person who is engineering it. You know, it takes the people who are printing up the graphics. If you're a female out there and you do graphics, hey, you need to hit these ladies up and say, hey, I could do your graphics.
Right.
Any way that you can contribute, you need to be
it's
doing that.
Movement.
That's the movement. You know what I'm
and
saying?
That's
so
that's real talk and Harmony. I'm sorry, boo, and everything, because I know you were screaming at me. I just looked at it, and so I'm trying to control all this stuff and everything. I'm sorry, boo, but you know, that was definitely some real talk. And I'm gonna bring back Ren on the line. He wanted to you know, finish up a statement and stuff and everything. Ren, you're live on the line with us.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't get talked over. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get talked over, your point can't get made, and people take your points out of context, like the young lady who just came in. That wasn't my point. I was addressing a point when they said females are being blocked out the game. I didn't say that. Whatever your point was, that's not what
no,
I was
he was. No, she wasn't talking about you. Kevin Shine, who's the A&R from Jeff,
maybe that's
made that statement.
I don't know if she was talking to me, but you know what I'm saying?
No.
She was talking to Kevin.
We good.
It's peace then. It's peace. You know what I'm saying?
We cool. Yeah,
it's good. Hug it out. Off the break, I'm not against you, first of all. You feel me? And I'm going to tell you this. I'm a producer. I've done tracks. I've had several female acts, you know what I'm saying, working with them, you know, even on the free tip. Not for no sex, none of that, you know what I'm saying? Supply them tracks, but a lot of the females I work with, you know, I mean, I guess they found other importance in life than to finish their projects. And I'm not going to elaborate on that because, you know, to each his own, and everybody's a sole control of their ways, words, deeds, and actions. I ain't knocking them none of that. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing is this. I'm saying the powers that be, I know when I was speaking, I was saying the powers that be select who's the chosen one. I mean, I'm not, believe me, I ain't creating no movement to block women out the game. I don't want to be nowhere where there is no women. You know what I'm saying? Period. Like I said before when I came in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'll throw this out there. I produce. Any one of you ladies need some tracks, man, holla at me, man, period.
Right. Well, you know, in regards to, you know, when I see just the gentleman, I mean, if we can have some support from, you know, the men to support, you know, besides, because I had female poets, and I've had young ladies who have told me about incidences where they wanted to get a track, and they were saying that the producer basically, you know, wanted them to sleep with them, you know, and different things. So sometimes women nowadays are kind of hesitant to deal with men because you have some men that do things like that, you know what I mean? But if, like, you know, honest men like Renacy or other people that really want to support a woman out here, you know, because, hey, we in a struggle just like you guys are. You know, and we trying to get it in,
I mean,
and you know we might have something that we might can bottle with you, like graphics or something to support your movement also. And all we ask is for a little support, but you know, and like I said, you know, it's about, you know, supporting each other. You know, like movements like the Alliance, Hip Hop Sisters, you know, Street Queens, the movement, and more. You know. Everybody that's out there definitely doing their thing. You guys need to support one another. And once again, since we have Blaze on the line, Blaze, once again, give us the information on the Alliance and, you know, what are you basically looking for the females and how, you know, how is everything going to go about in regards to participating in the mixtape, the beginning of the whole movement?
All right. For all submissions, female musicians, it's not just female MCs, because we are getting a lot of female MCs. It's female MCs, singers, and producers. The submission process is 2 tracks/2 drops. You don't have to submit a drop or any drops if you don't want it. It's up to you. But it's 2 tracks/2 drops. That's the limit per artist. And for the producer sector of it, we're looking for producers who's going to produce tracks for a collaboration sector. You know, whichever females that we pick to get on the mixtape, we're going to hit them up and see who wants to collaborate on a track. And it's going to be like a lot of females, like on one track. So that's how we're going to do that. The email address is thebaalliance, ALLIANCE@gmail.com.
Make sure you ladies go ahead and submit your stuff. Producers, you got them hot tracks, submit them in, you know what I mean? But also, if
y'all need
to host
any events, I'm definitely the communication specialist on the line.
For real.
Whole definitely. Movement, I do the interviews, I do whatever y'all need. Like, that's my field right there is media communication.
Definitely. You got
definitely
the support
hit
the
us up,
queen.
Man. Hit us up.
Speaking of interviews, speaking of interviews.
Hey, it's on me now. You know what I'm saying? She already did a part and sent it to me. She did it like 2 days ago.
Well, that was good. and actually, for anybody who don't know, I'll fill you in and plug myself because that's what it's about, right? The Alliance. www.harmonymusicwithaz.com. You'll see that within the next week. You'll see under the Underground Spotlight page, that's where I feature talented local artists. I feature them, their projects and everything. And the next people who will be up there for the whole month of October will be the Alliance.
Right. And you know what? You know what? Don't get mad at Harmony. See, the thing is, you know, she kind of like my little sister. So, you know what I'm saying? I got first dibs on her. So that's all. You know what I'm saying? Don't be mad. It's a family thing.
No, it's all good. You know what? It's a written one. It's a written one. So it's all good. It's all good.
You know, it's just because, you know, right now, you know, I'm so proud of her because it's like right now she's doing it all, you know, right now by herself, you know what I'm saying? With, you
mm-hmm.
know, doing a 9-to-5, you know, owning her own building suite, you know, with an office, you know, producing, DJing, and all that in one by herself. And she's been grinding hard as I don't know what, you know, and trying to support people, and people done let her down. And, you know, she's working with Nazi right now. And everything, and you know, with more support from the Alliance, you know, hopefully she'll be more freed up to do stuff like that. But she'll definitely have yours next, though. I'm gonna make sure that happens.
Oh, I know. She already got me on Gmail and Twitter. Let me know. I'm just giving her a hard time. But you know what though? And I'm gonna make a stereotype here, which I usually don't do that. But every female I know right now in the game has either one or all of the above, has kids, a husband, a 9-to-5 job, house payments, taking care of things, running businesses, running websites, producing out of the house, doing whatever they can do to try and make a move. And I hate to say it, but you know, maybe that's the reason why our struggle is a little bit harder, because we have other things that unfortunately sometimes take precedence. You know, I got kids, so if it's a matter of I got to go to the studio or I got to stay home with my son that night, it's no question. And I feel like a lot of the fellas right now, I know a lot of them, and that's why I said I'm a stereotype, because I know a lot of them who don't have nothing but maybe a little job, and usually they're at home. And I know that sounds shitty, but That's just real. Every female I know in the game right now got something going on with kids or jobs or something else, you know. And it's a hard act to balance, you know. And that's why, you know, I support the Alliance, because it's female artists. We need that. We need people who are more elevated than ourselves to reach down and extend that hand down and say, hey, let me help you out, because it's really not happening on the major labels. You know, both the men who came on, they both talked about how the image we saw from Lil Kim or Foxy Brown, or, you know, these other artists, because they were broken by men. Where are the Queen Latifahs? Where are the Salt and Pepper? Where are these women reaching a hand down and helping these women build an image that's positive? We are always broken to the industry under the image that a man wants us to be.
And you know what, and that's real talk. And you know what, in a few seconds we're going to talk about the solution, like things like the Alliance and Street Queens and Movement and other organizations like that. We're going to talk about that in a quick second. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in, and then we're going to talk about the solution, because we always state the problems. Like my homeboy Renity says all the time, you know, we always talk about, you know, and know, you know, what's the problem, but we have to solve the problem and find out what's the solution to it. You know what I mean? And caller from the 312, you're live in the building once again. Is this Kevin? Is this Kevin again?
Nah, this Cal cut out of the shot, man.
Oh, what's up? How you doing, fam?
You
live on the line with Street Queens, the Movement. We have, you know, Nati, and we got DJ Lady Blaze live on the line. And they're talking about the Alliance supporting female MCs, singers, and producers. They got a whole mixtape series and a big movement going on. It's real serious. And we're talking about that and basically how females are viewed in the industry. Tell us where you're calling from and what's your name, sweetie?
Yeah, it's Cal Cutter calling out of Chicago, you know, Englewood, Southside. You know, I've been listening to the show for about 20 minutes, and I want to say, you know what I'm saying, I like what y'all doing, because like everything you're doing is like a positive movement. Like as far as the allowance, ain't these men, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on myself, but we fight ourselves. So you know we not gonna try to let a woman in. You know what I'm saying? So, but what y'all doing? Y'all gotta get together like you doing and just kick the door down, cause we ain't gonna let you in. You know what I'm saying? We really don't want any competition, cause we got competition. So we hating on y'all as it is. You know what I'm saying? But by y'all doing this mixtape, and let's just say 75% of the mixtape hot, I'm going to listen to it, because if I'm a real fan of hip-hop, how am I not going to listen to it? And then you done kicked your way into the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm.
So I like it. I've been listening to the show for 20 minutes. I ain't turned away from it. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling from Chicago. You know Shauna out here. You know what I'm saying? But it's a million times harder for a female rapper than it is a man rapper. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give y'all props, you know what I'm saying, and tell y'all to keep doing y'all thing. I'm going to be checking for you.
That's what's up, man. You can go ahead and, you know, give a plug in real quick before you step off, homie.
Yeah. This Cal Cutter from the Shy, you know what I'm saying? You can reach me at Twitter, CalCutter8, and I just want to give a shout-out to the Alliance. I will be mentioning them on my next joint, you know what I'm saying? I got a short joint out now with Will from Day 26 called All About You.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Much support on what you're doing over there. And we truly appreciate you calling through on Street Queens, the movement. And we're definitely spotlighting the Alliance today. And, you know, feel free to join us. And quick announcement for everybody listening and for all the callers for Street Queens, the movement and Lush Radio Online. Friday, it's Friday tomorrow. It's Follow Fridays, Twitter Fridays. Tell us who you're following on Twitter. I'll be announcing all those cats that always, you know, send me love on Twitter and telling people to follow them. Also, we're going to be doing new music Friday. Send it to your music at Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. We're going to be playing new music from independent artists and major artists. And we want people to call in from different states or wherever you're from, no matter what shape or form. And we want you to give honest feedback about this new music. And we're going to be doing skits and talk about real issues. So come through, jump on the panel, or make it or break it tomorrow at 7 o'clock, 347-826-7722. But back to the line. You know what I'm saying? You ladies are doing some real good things. Go ahead, Renacy.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but maybe I will. I guess I want to come back and, you know, to give balance to Homeboy's conversation right there, because, you know, I don't know, maybe he know a lot of dudes who want to block females from getting in the game. I ain't part of that percentile.
Okay.
You know what I'm just clearing my own name.
Shoot, I think if like a team of dudes that was real strong with their marketing and business and everything like that and had one, like, female that was real talented and, you know, she could stick out as a female, that would be kind of dope. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like Ashanti, how she came out with, like, Murder, Inc. or whatever. But I doubt that will ever happen.
I'm totally with what he said, though, about kicking in the door, man. Just to let you ladies know, I'm from the Bay Area, right? So the Bay Area is really known for its independence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the independent label things started, it was trended right here, you know what I'm saying? So, and the whole reason we started that, because nobody was getting that look. So much like what you guys are saying with the female movement and all of that. But out here, it's equal. You know what I'm saying? It's female independent artists as well as male artists grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Grinding. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's real talk right there. And Blaze and Nazi, can you give the people your Twitter? You know, because, you know, this is the Twitter age. You know what I'm saying? Can you guys give them your Twitter, man, so they can definitely hit y'all on the Twitter, man? You know what I mean?
Twitter.
You want me to speak less?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Twitter is the Alliance. All right, so it's DAALLIANCE. That's our Twitter name. My personal name, DJ Lady Blaze, that's Twitter. And then the Nati is 3DNATEE.
Yeah. That's what's up. And the MySpaces and all that. The MySpaces, websites, all that jazz.
MySpace, MySpace.com/DJLadyBlaze, MySpace.com/3DNarty, MySpace.com/ The Alliance Mixtapes, and you can go to my website, DJLadyBlaze.com.
That's what's up. Real talk, man. That was a lot of information to say right there with no breaths. That's real talk, man.
It's hard for me to remember all of that, man. But I wanted to say something real quick, man.
Where's the Alliance? Where y'all from?
I'm from Washington, D.C. And Nancy is from New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans. From New Orleans.
Oh, wow. Y'all was far.
Yeah.
I'm from Massachusetts, but I just moved to the DMV. That's crazy, though. You got y'all from Louisiana on the line. That's what's up. See what I'm saying? It's a movement. It's all over the United States.
Right.
It's crazy. Like, I don't think there's anybody else doing, like, with the street teams, like, how we all came together. We was all from Jersey, pretty much the East Coast and the South, too. But, you know, we wasn't in the same state, none of us. So for it to expand and have more people, like, I'm telling you, the word is going to get out there. We need to affiliate everything. We need to have an event. And we already had one event, so we know what we're doing when it comes to putting it together. We just have to have committed people and dedicated people play their roles. And we can have an event. We can start to promote. We can get this thing, like, really, really going. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, yeah. Blaze, you had something to say?
Yeah. I just wanted to say to all the ladies out there, and this just doesn't apply to ladies, the men too. Don't feel like the only way for you to get in the game is for you to be mainstream. There's a lot of money to be made out here, you know what I'm saying, whether you make it mainstream or independent. Don't feel like your only shot is you being mainstream or being under a major label.
For real.
There's a lot of cats out here who's independent that's making a lot of money, unknown money, that really, like, you would be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So don't feel like that's the only avenue for you to go. Set yourself up as a business, you know, conduct your business in the way that you should. Get a good team, and you can go out here and market yourself, whereas you can go out here and make some money. You know, I mean, I'm not making all the money in the world, but I'm making money, you know, and people would, you know, they'd probably look at me and wouldn't think that I'm making the kind of money I'm making. You know, a lot of times I'm talking to DJs and they're like, oh, you in this club, you in that club. And I'm like, yo, I'm doing other stuff that's getting me more money than doing just the club. Like, I'm not really concerned about doing clubs because clubs don't pay money. Clubs want to pay DJs mainly like $200 in a 4-hour session, whereas I could do a corporate event or I could do a retail store or I could do a restaurant and be making like $1,000 in 4 hours. So it's
wow.
Like, you know, right. And so I don't get caught up in the hype and all the foolishness. Like, if you set yourself up, you can make money. It's going to be hard for you to do it independent, yes, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just wanted to let the people know that.
And that's real talk, and that's the definition of a true DJ, being able to be versatile. Because so many people get caught up in this whole cliche, I got to be a club DJ. I'm not, if I'm not doing this club. And clubs, like she said, they are not playing. And if any DJ out here, if they ain't like a Kid Capri or God rest in peace, DJ A&M, you know, come on now. Let's get it together. Don't act like you know, cats is out here really getting thousands and $2,000. That them days are gone, man. You know what I mean? Those days are gone. You know, so, you know, you have to find other different aspects to do your thing, man. But I definitely love you guys and support you in everything that you're doing. And sis, you need to stop faking and come on my Friday show so you can sit on the panel and let these cats know what they're doing. You know.
I hear that, man.
You know, for real. But I'm definitely happy and I'm so proud of you on everything that you're doing, and I'm proud of you also, Nati, and you know, you guys stay focused. And you know, the final thing we have to say is, since we have all of these things that we nitpick at in regards to the industry, what is the solution? What is the solution to this situation with the females? what is the solution for females in the industry? Felicia Sabree, I want you to go ahead and, you know, tell what you think, and we go down the line.
Can you repeat that, please? I was actually writing it for notes.
Okay, what I was saying was, I know I didn't just hear what you just said.
I said, can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, okay, that's what I heard. Felicia, when I get off this phone, I won't beat you.
I'm sorry, honey.
What I said was basically, you know, in regards to, you know, we already know what's the good, the bad, and the ugly. What is the solution in regards to, you know, females in the industry, in regards to the support system and everything like that?
Oh, if I knew the solution. No, basically, everybody just stay true to your hearts and what you believe in. You know what I mean? As far as your goals in this industry and how you perceive it and how you want to be in it and how you want people to perceive you, stay true to your heart. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I just don't really know what the outcome is going to be. It's a hard game. So if you stick to what you believe in, then hopefully the outcome will be positive and we'll have financial abundance and all that good stuff and keep the Lord first and, you know, hallelujah.
Wow. Oh, my God. Blaze.
Can I get an amen?
Mm-hmm. But, Blaze, what's your closing thoughts on that? On that situation with the ladies?
Like she said, you know, staying true to yourself, just knowing how to market yourself, it's pretty much it. Everything we pretty much talked about, you know, it's pretty much what it is.
That's what's up. And Nati?
The same thing, but hopefully movements like this, movements like yours and movements, you know, like ours all across the country that we may not know about, hopefully we become the solution, you know, for some of these females to get their music out there. So, you know, support one another. You know, it's not all about who's going to, you know, how you feel about the next person, or don't dwell on a problem so much, because if you dwell on a problem, you'll never have time enough to find a solution. So we want to be a part of the solution. So movements like this, I feel, will be the solution to it.
Yeah, and that's real talk right there. And we want to thank all the guests, Harmony Music, Fifi, Kingpin, AS. And Harmony said in the chat room, she said solution is basically having some of these major female artists that are big in the game to basically take a leap of faith and support some of these underground grinders. But, you know what I'm saying, and push one hard. And, you know what I'm saying, and definitely, you know, support the sisters instead of just being on for self. And, you know, and we need to stop competing against each other, real talk. You know what I'm saying? We really need to stop competing against each other. And, you know, that's what it is. And that's what she said. And Renacy, what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I heard a couple of things. You know, I definitely want to say, you know, movements like what you guys have started, you know what I mean? That is the solution. Things like that are the solution. And, you know, being proactive toward breaking down those barriers. But at the same time, I mean, the flip side is, when, I mean, we all know, even for the males, that hip-hop is a competitive thing, period.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's supposed to be a friendly competition, you know, with all the politics and stuff and people dropping people off the game. Of course, that makes it a little more frustrating, you know what I'm saying? But kind of, you know, I mean, as artists, being able to come together and take back, we need to come together and take back the authority in music. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We let people who sitting up in suits and who don't even really listen to hip hop decide who gonna be the success of all hip hop stories, man. So,
and that's real talk. And you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all, people. You know what? This whole world is is made on divide and conquer, right? And, you know, the one thing that the world fears is when people can honestly have true peace and harmony together, because you know what? We're stronger by numbers, and we're weaker when we separate. So if we come together and we lay aside our differences and we're able to form an alliance and we're able to push strong, that is what they fear. They fear that we can actually put aside our differences. That's why they divide us. That's why it pushes us more that we need to come together and stop being catty, and we need to support one another. And that's my final comment in regards to this whole situation. We need to support one another and keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? And I got a quick announcement. I want to thank all of our callers, all of our listeners, and my wonderful, beautiful queen, Felicia Sabree, DJ Lady Blaze, my sister, Nati, Kiki, every Renacy, our King, Street King, shout out to Emma E2K, Lissette Lissette, CG Michelle, our Street Queens. We love you guys. And I got another announcement. Two Mad Latinas present, Two Mad Latinas and Street Queens the Movement present the Microphone Meltdown Open Mic Night at Game Day Bar and Grill, Thursday, October the 1st, 2009, featuring performances by El Grito de Poetas and hip-hop poet Blaze A Page. And it's in the Bronx in New York, New York, 3168E Tremont Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10461. And you can call the number at 718-409-6556. Donation of $8. Start time is 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., 7 o'clock sharp. Experience the best poetry and talent in the Bronx. The winner will receive. There will be a raffle for the best talent for $100. So come through and get that guap. Call Lissette Lissette at 347-425-3994. That's sponsored by Street Queens, the Movement, and Two Mad Latinas. And support our girl, you know, Lissette Lissette, Street Queen, you know, Streets Are Mine, support her in the movement, man. If you can be in the New York area, please support, for real. And we got one last caller from the 202, we wrapping it up, though, but thanks to all of the callers and everybody that definitely supported the movement. Check us out at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. And make sure you guys, you know, promote, blog, whatever you want to blog. And, you know, we're looking for more ladies to you blog whatever they're doing, because we support you ladies, man. And join the groups and put your thoughts and your quotes and everything on there. So go ahead and put that on there. The alliance is up there and everything. And go ahead and do that. And if you want to email us about anything, or you want to, or you have a topic for us to discuss on the show, or you want to join the panel for a day, hit us up at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com and log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Same time, same place at 8 o'clock. We got one last caller. Caller from the 202 DMV live in the building, 507. What's cracking? We still got Blaze on the line. What's cracking, family?
What it is? What it is?
Spokesman, what's up?
Definitely, it's going down like this, right? I must say that I'm dropping nuts on the necks of the competition in regards to the voiceovers. So, yeah. Blaze, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a minute, man. I've been pretty good, man. I've been going in on the DJ drop stuff. Real heavy, so I got samples. Mixtapedrops.com will be up and available very soon. So,
did you ever get my mixtape up?
You know what? We stopped doing that website.
Okay.
They took it down, actually. They took it from us.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it was called HowToMakeCrack.com. So.
Right.
Yeah, they took it. They were like, "No, you're not doing that. You can do something similar, but you won't use that name." So they took it.
Oh, okay.
I was crushed, but, you know, I got over it.
I feel you.
Yeah. Okay. So, you got any new work on the street?
pretty much my main focus is my artist right now and this movement that I got popping. I mean, besides my business and everything else that I do, but my main focus is my artist and this movement. I got some other projects, but I'm not going to talk about them right now. They're kind of a surprise, so.
Got to keep on the L.O. I can dig it.
Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, one time for Madame Madonna. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fahim, small head, what's popping?
That's what's up, man. Make sure y'all check out www.balltalkradio.com/soundoffradio and check out Spokes on his show. Support him and his movement. Also, he had Kia Shine on his show also. So, you know, y'all guys can jump on there and check out the archives. He definitely deals with majors and independent artists. So support him and his movement. Also, so that's what it is, man. And like I said, our sponsors today are Digital Fantasy Media, along with, you know, Strictly Bought One Clothing Line, along with Digital Fantasy Media also. For all your marketing needs and Digital Fantasy Media for all your, you know, media, digital voiceovers, or anything that you need. In regards, go to the main page and call in. And, you know, Strictly Bought One is having a 21-city tour, so they might be coming to your town. They're calling all models and independent artists. So make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and go ahead and support that movement and support the Alliance and submit your music, ladies, and singers and producers, man. And I love you, sis, and you know, you just keep impressing me every day, you know. And don't forget that you're not the only one in the struggle. And whatever you need help on, you know, I'm a phone call away. But, you know, sometimes you be acting stubborn and everything. But but I love you, though, girl, for real. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
And, you know, and I just wish everything but nothing but success in everything that you do. And, you know, you just keep fighting and you don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing. And keep believing in what you're doing, because I support you. Whatever Street Queens the Movement can do to support, let us know, all right?
All right, cool.
That's what's up. I'm definitely going to holler at you on the flip side, sis.
All right.
That's what's cracking. We want to thank all our callers, all our listeners, and everything. That's what's up. Renacy, I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is what it is, man. Man, I'll go ahead and give you know, your plug-in and everything like that, Ren.
I had a question for DJ Lady Blaze.
Okay.
No, because, you know, I came on and I told you, I worked with a few female artists, you know, on the R&B tip, the hip-hop tip, and I know a lot of them have not finished their projects, but I know you have that project you're pushing. I'm going to consult with them and see if they want to submit some of their music, and I help facilitate that.
Okay.
If you want to accept tracks, you know what I'm saying? So I figured that.
Well, this is from what, female R&B singers?
Both hip hop and female R&B. Yeah, I'm gonna see which ones are interested in submitting material, and the ones that are interested in submitting material, you know, through Lush, you know, help me facilitate it and get it to you. We'll make it happen.
All right, no problem.
That's real talk right there. And last thing, you know, my girl Fifi says Sunday, September the 27th, Elegant Hoodness musical program. All the serious about that, get at her for exposure. It's Miss Fifi. Make sure you hit her up, Miss Fifi, and she'll give you all that information. And, you know, it is what it is. Your girl, Lush live in the building. The People's Voice, Street Queens, the Movement, Digital Fantasy Media, Strictly Bought One, Diverse Media Group, LLC, NationalStreetBuzz.com, Hustle Events, The Alliance, HipHopSisters.com. We in the building, and we out, and you already know you just officially got stamped. And you know what I'm going to do since we're talking about supporting sisters and everything. I'm going to support my girl right here. You know what I'm saying? You know, Shawnee, you know what I'm saying? She got this joint, lights, camera, and action and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and support her and put that right there in row. And remember, Friday is New Music Friday. Check it with your girl. at 7 o'clock. Lights, camera, action. Shout out to all my divas in the building. Yeah, and we out.
I'm a perfect 10, don't know the meaning of sexy, well baby, I admit,
baby.
When I walk in the room, all the heads are turning, I got back into